One can argue that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was one of the most important and influential people that the 20th century birthed, with his impact not only on American society with the Civil Rights Movement, but also the world at large. With the pending anniversary of his famous I Have a Dream speech, delivered on August 28, 1963, during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom, I thought to pause, reflect on the importance of the man, the civil rights advocate, the speech that resonated then and still continues to resonate so well with us all today. And at the same time, we have to be willing to ask and answer these thought-provoking questions to see whether we hold true to the truths that drove those who came before us, who sacrificed of themselves, of their families, their safety, their livelihoods, that we, their descendants, could live the dream they saw, but never had the opportunity to actualize. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Victory in Mind podcast, your guide to living each day with purpose. I'm your host, Wesheka Womba. In thinking about the current state of the world, a bubbling hotbed of so many disturbing issues, anxiety and tension, angst and uncertainty at almost every corner of the world you and I turn to, I thought we can gain inspiration, a way forward in recognizing who we are as change makers. We can do this through the lessons learned from those who came before us, their singularity of purpose in what they dreamed of, believed and fought for as a lens to which we too can navigate the world we live in today, that no matter your sphere of influence, you would be and are the change maker that you were created to be. Number one, change makers are dressed up in humanity, just like you and I. Civil activists like Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. come to mind. Though assassinated at just 39 years old, Dr. King's mark on society was indelible. He was known as one of the prominent leaders of the American Civil Rights Movement, promoting nonviolent resistance to segregation, often expressed through marches and boycotts. His upbringing held no spectacular presentation that would make him stand out high and far above any other family. In fact, he had a background that many of us can identify with. Whether he had that supportive family, or that he had a history of family poverty, some family members who had substance abuse in the past. So what he saw around him was no different than what you and I might see. Yet, as he grew up in stature with members of his community and exposure on the national stage, his approach to fellow human beings reminds us that humanity's all about treating anyone you meet, whether stranger or friend, the same way you would want to be treated. Two, changemakers recognize this simple fact. United we stand, divided we fall. Let's be clear about one thing. Any discrimination, hatred, or prejudice in any form against someone because of their tribe, color, nation of origin, expressed as tribalism, racism, or some other ism that tries to put down and oppress and suppress a people group, a tribe, a community, it functions only to corrode and eventually destroy a person and that community at large. Now, we can postulate and pontificate with masterful oratory skills, natural charisma, and so forth, all in the name of a specific agenda. But if underlying all of this is a deeply rooted discrimination, manipulation, zeal for power at the expense of your and my fellow human being, if we're lacking love, then we just become a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal, distracting and ultimately upending the natural rhythms of the sounds that emanate from a unified society. So basically, we become the song of our own demise. Three, changemakers purpose to live intentionally. that regardless of whether we have an audience of one or we are social media influencers or powerful orators, as Dr. King Jr. was and did in front of crowds of people, that you and I would place great value in practically living out what we say and believe when we say we ascribe to unity, we're after our fellow human being treated with dignity, that we would be true to our own beliefs instead of saying one thing and doing something else. Perhaps slowing ourselves down to see if our words actually match up to our actions and vice versa. Making sure we are part of the solution and not the problem fanning the flames that are increasingly expressing themselves as volatile situations in our communities today. Changemakers, purpose to live intentionally. Number four. Changemakers recognize that we all bleed the same color. That we would not judge each other by the color of our skin, but instead, our character would shine through. Regardless of one's race, we can coexist, recognizing that depth of value comes not from whether you're Caucasian, different shades of brown, yellow, and everything in between. But I want to know who you are. What's your character like? Because value comes in somebody's character, right? That while we may struggle and fight to change unjust laws, ultimately, while laws are words written on paper, change makers recognize that intrinsic value will be found on the words written on the tablets of our hearts. That it's out not just of the abundance of our hearts that our mouths speak, but our actions are driven by what's in our hearts. Five, change makers recognize that no matter how small the effort made to be the difference, make a difference, it matters. That you can make a positive difference in your sphere of influence, no matter how unimportant you may feel yourself to be. Just like Dr. King, he wasn't born on the world stage, but his internal convictions, his natural skill, desire, drive, and determination to see an end to the segregation and discrimination faced in the U.S. at that time, it drove him to take that first step towards his journey onto the world stage. And that first step was taken when he was a child, and it just kept on building up and building up, leading to his pivotal presence during the March on Washington for Equality, staged around the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. in 1963. So, whether it feels like what you are doing is not making much difference, be a change maker. Know that every little bit of your effort, it counts. You might not see the results, but keep at it. Changemakers recognize the value of inherent worth. That we celebrate our common points as human beings, yet marvel and celebrate expressed differences as part of this great mystery of creation. Because while we are alike, we are also so uniquely different, and it is in those differences that we express the beauty of creation. Guys, we were not created to be robots or clones, because then there would be 7 billion other replicas of myself, yourself out there, which is utterly boring and utterly a waste of humanity. But instead, we are all so unique, dotting the landscape with a tapestry of the beauty of who you are and who your neighbor is and who that stranger is that you're yet to meet. The beauty of humanity. Because you are valuable, you were created because you are valuable and you have something to give to society. Your footprint on this earth is so valuable. So don't change it. Celebrate it. Be the change maker you were created to be. Guys, that wraps it up for today's episode. I really appreciate the time that you've taken to spend with me today. Thank you for listening to Victory in Mind podcast. I'm your host, Rosheka Womba. Be sure to take a minute to subscribe to the show so that you never miss an episode to get your own personal motivation, activation, encouragement, and inspiration as you live and walk with victory in mind. Now, you can go to our website, www.victoryinmind.com, for more information. And while you're there, if you love today's episode, go ahead and share it with a friend. I would really appreciate this. Because as you rate and review and subscribe to this podcast, we can become discoverable to more listeners. Remember, you can go to our website, www.victoryinmind.com, for show notes, as well as links to download and subscribe. We're looking for people to live out their full creative potential. Come, join the tribe. Remember, you have a hope, you have a future.
Thank you for taking the time to listen to our podcast, Victory in Mind. You can find this and other episodes of the podcast on Spotify, Podbean, Apple, or a host of other platforms. Or you can listen anytime at victoryinmind.com. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, as your ratings and reviews really help make the show discoverable to other listeners, so they too can receive the same motivation and encouragement towards living out their creative potential. So be encouraged. You have a future. You have a hope. Until next time, thanks for listening.